Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
We'll talk to John Metchie in a second about the SEC Championship, and at the bottom of the hour, we'll hear from Kirby Smart over in Atlanta. When we're done talking with Metchie, we're going to knock out our key matchups for the weekend as well in our spotlight. All that coming up. Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, Rockstar, Forrester, and Lunsford all behind the big glass there. A little hiccup there for me. We're heading the road to Atlanta. We'll be there tomorrow. The show will be live there tomorrow. Don't forget our specialty shows, though. 4 to 6 Central Time tomorrow on all of our video platforms. And then 10 to 12 p.m. on Saturday morning. So 4 to 6 tomorrow, 10 to 12 on Saturday. And then, of course, after the game on all of our media video platforms as we get an opportunity to head over to Atlanta for the SEC Championship. Thank you to Culver's, one of the great sponsors here. There's some of the ice cream we've got out in our lobby right now.
So good.
And some of the food that they brought up here, burgers and chicken sandwiches and French fries and cheese curds. Just a huge display of food. Thank you, Culver's, and thanks for being with us all year long. They sponsored our Saturday breakout, and we'll do some more of those for you coming up on Saturday night. Some good food there, and we appreciate Culver's being part of our extended family up here with the next round in Double Down Media. All right, headlines as we get rolling here this hour of the show. Headline-wise, being brought to you by the great folks at Gutter Cap. See Stu and the guys ready to make that house a little bit easier when the leaves are falling.
Yeah, look, it's a patented aluminum cover system that fits over most existing gutters. Keep out that debris. Eliminate the gutter cleaning forever. It's back with a lifetime warranty. 20-year service record right here in Birmingham. Stay off the dangerous ladder forever. Don't get on the roof. You fall, you snap the neck and die. You're no good to the wife or kids. Right now, 45% off the retail price for December installs. Call 823-2212 or online guttercapbirmingham.com.
Marcus Freeman expected to be announced as the new head coach at Notre Dame soon. That, according to reports covering them, and Tommy Rees is hanging around as the OC as well. SEC championship game. That point spread hasn't changed a lot, LT, but the total is at an interesting place. Where are we now in the total, and what is that telling you about this game?
Well, I think people think this game's going to play under. You know, when you see a total that is this low with that Alabama offense, at least the offense we've seen over the last couple of years, I mean, we've seen Bama almost team totals at 49, and that's where it's sitting right now. The number's moved up to 6.5. They believe this game's going to play in the 20s. Again, Georgia hasn't given up more than 17 points to anybody this year.
That seems like that's a big favor to Alabama if this is a low-scoring game.
I agree. I think if Alabama wins this game, as dynamic as Alabama's offense has been, at least statistically, based on what we saw last week in the Iron Bowl, it's hard to believe against a Georgia defense giving up less than 7 points per game, Alabama's going to go score 30-plus.
I say that, Brown, because you said earlier in this week, and I agreed with you, that just give me a one-possession game going to the fourth quarter where you got a chance to win. And I think a lot of Alabama fans would say, just give me that chance to win in the fourth quarter in this game. Well, if it's a low-scoring game, if we're playing this game under 49, there's a good chance it's a one-possession game in the fourth quarter.
Well, I think even beyond Alabama fans, a lot of people nationally think Georgia's the best team, but would love to see how they would react to a one-score game late, a one-score game late, you know, a fourth quarter where it's 3 or 6 or 7. And just see how they would react to that. Or, as Lance said, trailing in the second half, which is something they have not had to react to.
You know, it was just 2 weeks ago that Arkansas scored, how many points was it?
35, right?
Yeah, 35.
Yeah.
I was talking to a Georgia fan last night. He said, look, we'll score 30-plus on this Alabama defense. I don't know if that's the case.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Wow.
A Georgia fan that confident, huh?
That confident.
One trivia, too.
I'm not surprised at that. I'd be surprised at that just because of Alabama's rush defense. Now, nobody's held Georgia under 100 rush yards this year. I think Alabama's rush defense could do that, though, Saturday. And it'd be a great sign if they did, but I think they can. That's a really good rush defense Alabama's got.
Yeah, I've got a strong lean on the under right now, Dunaway.
Enough to make it your lock for today? How do you want to do that?
I mean, I'm just, you know,
two days out, I will not
release Saturday plays until Saturday, but right now, just the way this number's moving, where it sits right now, the way I think this game's going to play out, I feel like this game will play, you know, 21-14, 21-17, that type of game.
Okay, while we wait on John Metchie, let's go ahead. With Kirby Smart coming up at the bottom of the hour, we need to make sure we're taking care of some business here. So, Rockstar, let's go ahead and do our spotlight today. It is brought to you by our friends at AmFirst, America's first federal credit union. And we'll do the spotlight today. Which is a matchup. Hit it, Rocky.
The America's first federal credit union spotlight.
X's and O's. College football's best matchup.
And what America's first knows is banking is not just about your money, it is about you. That is why AmFirst was founded for you, and they have been putting you first ever since.
I'm going to go first, and I'm going to tell you Western Kentucky and UTSA as they play in the Alamo Dome on Friday night for the Conference USA Championship. Don't sleep on Western Kentucky's passing attack and offense. They can score points. UTSA has been the talk of this conference all season long. They were ranked for a long period of time. They were unbeaten for a long period of time. I don't think they're playing their best football at the end of the year. I think Western Kentucky can throw the football. They can score a lot of points on UTSA. I think it's offense versus defense in this matchup. I like the Hilltoppers in this game, and I like the Hilltoppers passing attack to get it done on Friday night. That's my key matchup.
Yeah, look, I slept on Western Kentucky. I know statistically they've been one of the best passing offenses in all of college football, and they're doing it through the portal as well. I had Marshall last week. Marshall's up 14-0, and then Western Kentucky blows the doors off of them.
That blows them out.
Attack is really, really good. I'm going Big Ten Championship, 7 o'clock Saturday night. If Iowa's got any shot, which I don't believe they do, they've got the 14th best rushing defense right now in college football. They're only giving up 105 yards per game. They've only given up 10 rushing touchdowns. But you look at what Haskins and Michigan did just last week. Almost three times, 297 rushing yards against Ohio State. Almost three times what Iowa gives up per game and six touchdowns. Last week against Ohio State. Again, Iowa's only given up 10 rushing touchdowns the entire season. If Iowa is going to stay in this game, they have got to limit. Not even limit. They've got to shut down what Michigan does on the ground.
Yeah. Shut it down.
Mine's going to come in the SEC championship game I just talked about. It's Georgia's rush offense against Alabama's rush defense. Georgia has not been held under 100 yards this season. In fact, they have been pistol hot of late, 274, 233, and 208 in their last three games on the ground. It's a red-hot rushing attack. Alabama's best part of their defense by far and away is their rushing defense. Alabama has been really good at limiting teams on the ground. In fact, it is the second-best rushing defense of the conference behind the Georgia Bulldogs. That's a different story. But only two teams since the Florida game have hit 100 yards on Alabama. That's LSU and Arkansas. And it took 40 and 42 carries, respectively, for them to get to that 100-yard mark. Would Georgia remain that patient? If not, the game goes on the shoulders of Stetson Bennett. And if he beats you, I think if you're Alabama, you just tip your hat and say, hey, it's your year, man. So I like that matchup, Alabama's rush defense against that Georgia rush offense.
You know, that's our spotlight, by the way, brought to you by our friends at AmFirst.
And they know banking isn't just about your money. It is about you. It's why AmFirst was founded for you, and they've been putting you first ever since.
You know, FanSided is a fan site, and some people write and post things there, and some really interesting writing is done there. I don't know how many of you end up visiting there. A guy named John Bueller writes at FanSided. He's got three bold predictions for the SEC championship. I'll read them to you, and you tell me likelihood of this happening. He thinks Stetson Bennett will throw more touchdown passes than Bryce Young will.
I would be surprised at that.
I mean, I'm not going to be shocked if Georgia, Reese Davis, who was on the show earlier, said when Georgia gets this win, he thinks it's going to be a 38-17.
Yeah. That's basically what he said.
38-17 like game. If, in fact, that's what happens, I think Stetson Bennett could have more passing touchdowns.
You have to admit, Stetson Bennett the fourth is underrated. He's been the butt of a lot of jokes nationally and on our show as well, especially early on. But he's had a really, really magical season.
Well, you take away the Bama game last year, and it was a completely different Stetson Bennett. Since that game, he's 12-1 as a starting quarterback.
Remember what was his problem last year in the Alabama game? He couldn't get it past the defensive line. Knocking down his passes. I don't know how many they knocked down or deflected, but he hasn't gotten any taller. So he has corrected something to where he's not getting as many passes knocked down, or maybe their old line's just doing a better job of getting hands down and getting people on the ground.
He threw a career high 3 interceptions last year against this Alabama defense. He's only got 5 for the season. Right now, he's 2nd in the FBS in total QBR. Stetson Bennett's playing really good football.
Alabama becomes the first team to score 20 points on the Georgia defense is another bold prediction this guy makes.
I actually like that prediction.
I could see it happen. I mean, I don't feel great about it happening.
I know it seems crazy after what they just did at Jordan-Hare to say that, but I think it's different circumstances. I think they can do that.
Well, I do think there are people that, going back to the total, when they say that number at 50 or 49, people are like, oh, that is screaming over. That is screaming over. And to get over, you got to have, usually in this game, you got to have 2 teams that score points. And they would take Alabama probably getting to 20 plus for it to go over in this game.
Yeah, I mean, look, a 30-20 game puts it over.
Yep.
Barely.
His third bold prediction was that Georgia slays the Alabama Dragon finally. Georgia 31, Alabama 21 is his prediction, which would be a total of 52. Easy math there if you're going with the over-under total. Just some interesting thoughts there. We'll try to catch up with John Metchie in our next segment. And Rockstar has got 3 and out when we come back. Quick break here. Part of the show being brought to you by Greystone Chiropractic, the people that keep Brown from looking like a crooked number on the scoreboard.
That is correct, Jimmy D, because my man, Dr. Lee Goldenberg, got my spine properly aligned, which affects your nervous system. It gets it properly aligned, and that affects every cell, tissue, and organ in your body because the nerves are protected by the spine. So go do that for yourself and enjoy a healthier life with Greystone Chiropractic and my man, Dr. Lee Goldenberg. 205-981-8090, 981-8090, GreystoneChiropractor.com.
Follow the Next Round on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Next Round Live.
ERA King Real Estate is on the move. They've just opened their new state-of-the-art office in Homewood, and they'll be opening new offices in Vestavia and Huntsville in the next few weeks. My friends at ERA King have 52 years of experience. ERA King Real Estate is growing to serve you. Text the word MOVE to 35260. That's MOVE. To 35260. ERA King Real Estate, growing to serve you. The holidays are here, and so is the chance to put some extra money in your pocket by getting a cash-out refinance with Mortgage Right. Whether it's college tuition, home improvement, or a one-way ticket to the North Pole, the refinance experts at Mortgage Right can help you use your home equity to get cash fast. They are committed to bringing you an easier and faster cash-out refinance experience. So visit MortgageRight.com/TNR. to cash out before the holidays end. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.
What's new at Beef O'Brady's this holiday season? A new location. Beef O'Brady's just opened a new location at Brook Highlands Plaza on Highway 280. A great happy hour, food specials every Monday through Thursday, and great food and sports all week long. Open 7 days a week with more than 22 televisions and the Sunday Ticket. It is your place to unwind, relax, and watch your favorite team play. Beef O'Brady's in Hoover, Helena, and now in Brook Highlands Plaza on Highway 280. Beef O'Brady's. Good food, good sports.
You know that sound anywhere. It's the crisp crunch of that first nacho chip. With its perfect cheese to sour cream ratio sitting atop a layer of delicious beans, it's a sip away from perfection. That's what we're looking for. Add a delicious, refreshing Pepsi, and we've achieved absolute nacho nirvana. Because while you can pile those nachos high with every spicy, cheesy, savory topping, there's no topping a cool Pepsi finish. Nachos, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
Being a boot fanatic, I have found the perfect place to shop for the greatest selection of boots with brands like Lucchese, Ariat, Dan Post, Twisted X, Justin, and more. Hey, Tom Luganbill here telling you Jack's Western and Outdoor Wear in Coleman is the place to go. Western boots, fashion boots, and work boots. Jack's has them all. Plus, a great selection of apparel and boots for the entire family. Jack's Western and Outdoor Wear is a one-stop shop for all your holiday gift-giving needs. Jack's Western and Outdoor Wear, I-65, exit 304. Just look for the big red building and follow Jack's on Facebook and Instagram.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Birmingham store. Today I have some tips on how to stay healthy. Number one, get some cardio. Two, get a proper fitting on your shoes to get the most out of that cardio. Our in-store fit specialist will match your feet with the perfect New Balance shoe so you get the perfect fit. Come see us at the New Balance Birmingham store, located on Highway 280 next to Chick-fil-A. Experience the difference a custom fit makes today at New Balance Birmingham.
All the gifts and gear you need for the holidays are all in one place. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Find the season's best savings for sports fans, anglers, grillers, hunters, and outdoor lovers. In-store and at academy.com. Surprise everyone on your list with gifts from their favorite brands, like Nike jerseys, Weber grills, and the North Face hoodies. Plus, with convenient gift cards and stress-free curbside pickup available, it's easier than ever to check off your Christmas wish list. All at Academy Sports and Outdoors.
We've told you about the excellent service you get from Excalibur Services for residential heating, cooling, and electrical problems. Now, you can also depend on Excalibur for all your plumbing needs. Excalibur will perform plumbing services in the same excellent manner as our heating, cooling, and electrical services. Highly trained plumbers now teaming up with highly trained HVAC and electrical service experts. At Excalibur, we have you covered. 205-718-8688. Excalibur Services. Alabama license number 15214.
There's nothing I like more than a unique, delicious meal. And that's what you get at Champy's world-famous fried chicken right on Highway 119 in Alabaster. Those great full fried chicken plates, the tenders, the po' boys. But I love the Southern staple chicken on a stick. It's perfect for a tailgate or watching the big game. And then the authentic Mississippi Delta recipe homemade tamales, the best I've ever tasted. See the whole menu or order online at champyschicken.com. For Blues, Brews, and Bird, it's Champy's Chicken, Highway 119, Alabaster.
On the next round, part of our show today being brought to you by
Standard for Insurance Agency. Auto rates have lowered four times in the past 12 months, and now is a great time to call the Standard for Insurance Group for that insurance checkup. Have your coverages ready and what you pay each month, and call this number, 205-664-3200. See if they can save for you like they did for me, and you get great insurance too. StandardForInsuranceGroup.com. That's StandardForInsuranceGroup.com.
Rockstar is about to do three and out for us. We'll catch up with John Metchie either in this segment or maybe tomorrow. We apologize for that. Kirby Smart coming up at the bottom of the hour as we listen into the SEC Championship News Conference. Nick Saban at the top of the hour. Florida State's looking for an athletic director. A couple of guys familiar with Alabama could end up being the mix. Michael Alford, who at one point worked with the Crimson Tide Sports Network, and has been an AD elsewhere in the country, is now back working at Florida State. He will be considered.
He will be. He is basically the athletic director in charge of fundraising. Yeah. I don't know what his exact title is, but that's what he does.
So he's almost second in command anyway.
Yeah, hits their booster club. He kind of handles the booster clubs.
Which might be the most important element
of the
thing.
That's right. Get that money.
And then a guy that we all know and who was Nick Saban's right-hand man when Nick Saban first came to town, that's Jeff Puritan, who is basically Alabama's second in charge, right behind Greg Byrne. And Jeff is a Florida State graduate. So FSU is looking for an athletic director. A couple of familiar names could be in the mix there at a very important time in college athletics and a huge time for Florida State to sort of get back to where Florida State athletics wants to be. Basketball sort of has been the calling card of that school for the last couple of years.
Has done a great job. Never been able to get them over that hump and get them to a Final Four. They seem like one of those trendy picks each and every year. But the basketball program has been really good. You get a feeling sooner or later, whether it's Mike Norvell or the next guy, somebody's going to bring them out of this funk, and Florida State football will bounce back. Back to Jeff Puritan, I mean, a guy that's always been so kind and accessible for us.
Yes.
Back to his days when he was Saban's right-hand man. And you know, you'd hate to see him leave the state and leave that program, but at the same time, what an opportunity that would be for Jeff.
Yeah, so for both of those guys, but, you know, Puritan and, you know, he has been literally at Nick Saban's right hand through this entire process and then moved into athletics as the director of several departments in there right under Greg Byrne. So maybe this is his time to leave Alabama and go be an AD somewhere else. So we'll keep an eye on that job down in Tallahassee. Time to keep an eye on Rockstar with our three and out today. It's brought to you by our friends at Vulcan Tires.
Hey, look, four locations. They can do anything for your vehicle, bumper to bumper, locally owned and operated. Then get a look at the brake pads, wheel alignment, tires, and more. Stop by. Again, four locations and online, VulcanTireandAuto.com.
First down.
What are you in the 1% of?
I can thump and break a number two pencil in half. I don't think more than 1% can do that.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just guessing.
So you can break a number two pencil.
Like if you hold
head.
The number two pencil, I can thump and break it straight in half.
It sounds like it would hurt your fingernail. Do you try to catch it right here on the
My fingernails probably aren't in practice like they used to be, but I still think I could snap one in half.
So it was the thing to do.
We used to thumb knuckles, but I would bloody people up.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. That
just
was
let me thumb your knuckle real quick, just one time.
Yeah, just one time.
I'd do it if I were close. But
I'm
so far away, though.
Yeah,
if you
were closer, you couldn't get out of that chair and walk over here right now.
No, my headphones on.
Oh, this hurt. I used to hate this, LT.
Well, just let LT do it and see if he's being honest. Can he really?
Oh, crap.
I heard that all the time.
You hit me low, too. I mean, if you'd hit it higher, it would have hurt worse.
Well, you work on that one spot, too.
Oh, over and over?
I really didn't catch you good.
Yeah, you didn't. That's what I'm saying. It could have been a lot worse. What am I in the 1% at?
Uh-huh. I was going to say, and I don't know if there's any science behind this, Rockstar, what percent of the population you think can wiggle their ears?
Individually or together?
Together. I can't do it individually.
Individually is harder. I can do make my head look like I'm wearing a toupee even though I'm bald.
Yeah, I can do that. But the wiggle in the ears, you can do that? Yeah.
I think I am 1% of,
you try
of being limber. Like even in my in my teenage days, no, not limber is what I should say.
Oh, unlimber.
Yeah. Well, I can't put my, my ankles behind my head,
limber,
Brown.
Right?
I'm not limber is what I'm saying.
No, I'm saying most people aren't.
Yeah, most people, I thought most people are at least, never once been able to touch my toes.
Oh, I got made fun of for a president's test when you had to do the sit and reach.
Yeah.
Come on, be serious. Like, no, I'm trying. I cannot touch my toes.
Me too. They would think I was not trying. I couldn't get my ankles, and I'm just so maybe I'm not in the 1% of that. I can't jump, I can't do pull ups. So there's, I'm very average. I'm very average.
Below average, in fact.
Yeah.
Not even
second down.
I thought of this in the shower the other day. What two cereal combinations would make a great bowl of cereal?
And it's so weird you ask this because I did this recently because I was going to have a bowl of cereal, and my family and my wife will tell you this, and I'm a contributor to this. We are the king of opening a box of cereal, eating half of it, and leaving it up on the shelf. And she goes to the store and buys a new one. And you immediately go to the new one without finishing the old one.
Yeah.
Like it's a different flavor, right? It's Lucky Charms or Captain Crunch or whatever. So the other day I decided I'm just going to clean this out. And there was just enough for about half a bowl of Honey Nut Chex and Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah,
half a bowl of each.
Sounds like a good combo.
So you know what? I'm just going to try these together. Honey Nut Chex, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It was amazing.
It sounds pretty good. I've never done this. These are mainstreams, but I would think if you combo the Frosted Flake with the Apple Jacks, I think it would be good.
Ooh, that would be good.
It does sound tasty. I hadn't had Frosted Flakes in forever.
Not enough sugar.
Soggy. Soggy quick.
We have two cereals in our house. We have Reese's Puffs for my wife and for my son, and the traditional Cap'n Crunch for me. And I have mixed them up together, and they're really good.
Really?
Reese's Puffs
and Captain Crunch.
There is a peanut butter crunch for Captain Crunch, so you're just combining the two.
Lady Maggie did tea and biscuits for breakfast.
She is watching some show that I brought up you guys. I said, if I tell them you're watching this show. It is basically a ripoff of Downton Abbey, but it involves a young boy who leaves Yorkshire to go to a different part from Glasnow to Yorkshire. And he is the vet's assistant and he lives at the vet's house and they go around and they, treat the animals and they drink in pubs and stuff. And
it's
the same music and everything is Downton Abbey.
Does he wear a cape?
He does wear a cape. No.
Has she watched, what's that British show my wife watched? It's a medical show.
Yes. It's about the midwives.
Yes. To call the midwives, call of the midwives or something.
She has seen all of that, yes.
Oh, my wife loved that one.
Yeah, so did my wife.
Yeah. Third. Do you want you to get back in radio and go work for the BBC?
Third.
Tonight,
Formula One.
The Germans are once again at our doorsteps.
Oh, that's a good
thing. Our British accents were awful right there, weren't they?
Stackelford. What is your controversial cooking opinion?
I don't think you need to oversalt things.
I agree, LT. We don't.
I never add salt to any dish.
My dad will go for the salt before he even tastes it. I don't add salt to anything. I will add occasionally some black pepper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I never add salt either. I mean, it does not need to be on the table for me.
Yeah, I have found this is somewhat controversial, believe it or not, but I do not like a lot of char on my meats on the grill, so I cook them way up off the flame.
Yeah,
that's a hot dog guy.
That is controversial.
The hot dog guy hated it. No, it is controversial. Yeah, people have told me all the time they don't see how I do that.
I like crunchy edges.
I do not at all. I like my meat basically untouched by the flame. I just need the heat and the taste.
Yeah, not me. I like a little crunchy edges. I like if we're going with the pulled pork. Give me the outside. I don't like the inside.
So do you like cake more than pie because pie's got the crunch?
I probably like cake more than pie, yeah. Depending on the pie now, but I think I'd go cake and pie versus pie.
My wife's an inside chopped. I'm an outside chopped.
You know who used to do that? Herb Winches used to go to Full Moon right there near the old radio station. And he had the Herb. They called it the Herb. And it was just basically the outside slice that they would slice off for the inside cut.
Yep.
And he would just eat that. It was basically the skin of the butt.
Yep.
Like a Flintstone thing.
Yeah, it really was.
Fourth down.
Herbie loved that.
You're a burglar, but you only steal things to slightly inconvenience people. What are you stealing?
Phone chargers and Apple Watch chargers.
That is an inconvenience.
You steal all of that. I mean, in my house, it never goes. Well, there's one person in my house that all the time is like, Dad, can I borrow your charger? And then they never give it back or put it back.
If a kid borrows a charger cord, it is the black hole. You never see it again.
We saw it during the pandemic, toilet paper.
I was going to say
that's just inconvenience.
No, it is, because the moment you realize you're without toilet paper is the moment you're about to go sit down and it's not on the roll. So you go to wherever it's kept and then it's not there. And there's no going back once you've decided to sit down.
Funny story that I haven't told. So 2 weeks ago, it was Arkansas week, 3 weeks ago, whenever that was. I had some people come in town, some Alabama grads, and they wanted to stay with me and went to the game. I didn't go to the game. But I noticed when they had left that I only had one roll of toilet paper in the entire house.
Wow.
And so I went, and it was one of those really thick rolls. I don't know why, but I went to stick it on the...
on the tube on thing? The holder?
Yeah, whatever the holder is. And it was dark, and I was trying to get back downstairs to watch games, and I kept pushing it. It ripped off from the drywall, the whole handle. This is the funny thing. I have one roll. It flies up in the air. Where do you think it lands?
Right
in the water.
Could have done it if you'd have tried.
In the bowl.
A million times. Yep. And can you imagine my screams?
Was there a Gina D in there?
I went completely ballistic. And my kids were there. And the roommate comes up, what is going on? And I explain the situation. But
we got wet wipes now.
Anyway, I had to get them to pick up toilet paper on their way back in from Tuscaloosa. Mm.
I thought you were going to tell me that it popped off the roll after you'd left the room. And then as you're making it to the bottom of the stairs, here comes the roll right behind you.
I got
like a little puppy.
One man in the toolbox because I don't know how to fix that thing.
Well, drywall anchors, what you're going to need for that one.
Right? Yeah, so it's come off the wall.
It's come off the wall.
I've
rigged it a little bit, but it's not working.
Here's what they have in Britain that we now have in our house. It's just it's like a metal rod on the side that sits there, and
like
the toilet tissue sits like
vertically?
That.
Yeah. It doesn't sit horizontally?
Yeah, no, and you pull it off that way.
Oh, I don't think I'd like that.
You could also stack different tubes on there, too. Four at a time.
Yeah, it's
How's
like
it go?
No, do it.
Good
yeah, it's higher. I can't see it on your computer.
Right. It's like four of them.
Yeah. Right.
Like
this right here. Almost there.
Yeah.
Skiing with two poles, man.
That is 3 and Out, brought to you by our friends at Vulcan Tires.
Hey, four great locations, locally owned and operated. You need that car winterized. Take it in. See our guys from the brake pads, wheel alignment, tires, and more. They can do it bumper to bumper for you and your family. Go online, VulcanTireAndAuto.com.
Looks like I get it. I get it now. What I was doing.
Looks like we're going to do a Friday John Manchin for everybody.
another team meeting.
Couldn't really tell you, be honest with you, but a Friday John Manchin.
Rockstar could play Manchin.
I love the way.
Rockstar, you want to play Manchin? We'll just ask you questions.
Yeah, I had an idea to do one for Friday. I didn't want to get yelled at, but go ahead.
Yelled at? We won't yell at you. We have never once. See, that's the overrated thing. We have never once yelled at you for a Dr.
Yelled
Ruth.
At you, but not just looks.
Not for me.
You know what I dreamed last night?
What?
That you surprised us tomorrow. You surprised us tomorrow. And you've gone back and you've recreated
the
game day music for the final.
That would take
rock star.
It would.
I know. You used to be committed.
Yeah, it used to be.
Wow.
It used to be. Golf just called my name.
Gary the Gator has some new jokes from a couple
of
weeks ago.
Yeah. We've got a lot of stuff. I can do. Let's go. Give me some edgy stuff.
Yeah. All right. Here we.
There you go. That's a start.
You know, I can see too much of you on the camera right now.
Hey, so you said you caught up on movies over the bye week. What'd you watch?
I don't know.
I don't really remember. That's what he said. I don't remember. What'd you do with the bye week? I watched a few movies. What'd you watch? I don't really remember.
Yeah, you were talking
about good movies, huh?
The team meal. You know, the conversation afterwards. What did you guys have at the team meal?
We had a bunch of food.
What's your favorite?
I don't really have a favorite food. I mean, I don't really eat. I eat food for sustenance.
So you tell me. He doesn't know when you're going to stop, and he throws it back to us.
I kept waiting for him on that last. I was like, on this last possession, if they go back shoulder fade, that'll even just descend to heaven. It's a back shoulder fade to win. Back shoulder fade to win the Iron Bowl.
We'll remember a couple of things.
Yeah. That is John Metchie, brought to you by.
Yellow Light, is that the new nickname?
It's going to be brought to you tomorrow, Jim, by our good friends at Crane Works. We appreciate them being with us all year with John Metchie and the always prompt. Bo Nix, forget the big box stores. Crane Works Equipment Rental Division. Rental Works is reliable machines and local experts to help you find exactly what you need. Call them for a personalized quote or visit craneworks.com to see their full inventory.
When we come back, we'll listen into Kirby Smart as they start the SEC news conferences over in Atlanta.
Follow LT on Twitter at TheLanceTaylor.
Did you tweak your shoulder pulling down the attic ladder? Feel a pop in your elbow working out? Or feeling pain in your knees getting up from the couch at halftime? Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics has 9 locations in the Birmingham metro area, affiliated with Brookwood Baptist Health, to get your life back on track. Your health can't wait. Call Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics at 855-219-6200 or visit precisionsportsortho.com.
Banking is not just about your money. It's about you. It's about getting help with what you need when you need it. Ryan Brown here for the next round. AmFirst was founded for members like you, and they've been putting those members first since 1936. Putting you first means service that grows and changes with the times to serve you better. Now every bank has their own app, but that's just it. It's theirs, not yours. The AmFirst app was made for you. So it's easy to pay bills, deposit checks, or transfer money to friends and family from anywhere. It's even customizable, which means you can personalize your dashboard, create usage alerts, and redeem points for rewards that will make you feel like the number one priority you are. And you can do it all on your own time. So what are you waiting for? Get the app made for you from AmFirst. Visit any AmFirst location or amfirst.org today. America's First Federal Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
A legendary coach once said, "It's not the will to win that matters. It's the will to prepare to win." Bryant Bankers have the dedication and experience to put together a financial game plan that's right for you. Stop by one of the 7 Central Alabama locations today or give them a call at 1-855-4-BRYANT to begin preparing for your financial future today. You'll find out what unbeatable service and legendary results are all about. Bryant Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round. As you guys know, the team at Hempel Services are my go-to guys for all things heating and cooling. Recently, a unit went out in the house. Of course, Hempel were the guys I called. Always professional, always courteous. Hempel Services, they've been serving Birmingham since 1954. They're who Birmingham trusts. They're who I trust to do the job right and at a fair price. Hempel Services, independent train dealer, and they service all makes and models for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Do what I do. Call Hempel Services. It's hard to stop a train. Do it now. 205-222. That's 229-2090.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Birmingham store. Getting the whole family into comfortable shoes can be an incredible feat, but not at New Balance Birmingham. We have the largest selection and inventory of any specialty shoe store, and our fit specialist will match your feet with the perfect New Balance shoe. Come see us at the New Balance Birmingham store, located on Highway 280 next to Chick-fil-A. Experience the difference a custom fit makes today at New Balance Birmingham.
Greystone Chiropractic and their brand new facility in Tattersall Park is the premier family wellness office in Birmingham. Dr. Lee Goldenberg is committed to helping families unleash their unlimited healing potential naturally in a beautiful and stress-free environment. Voted best in Birmingham 3 years in a row, nominated for Shelby County Healthcare Provider of the Year. What sets Dr. Goldenberg and Greystone Chiropractic apart? Their attention to detail, their thorough approach with patients, and their excellent customer service. I trust my family with Dr. Goldenberg. You can too. Visit GreystoneChiropractor.com or call 981-8090. What's new at Beef O'Brady's this holiday season? A new location. Beef O'Brady's just opened a new location at Brook Highlands Plaza on Highway 280. A great happy hour, food specials every Monday through Thursday, and great food and sports all week long. Open 7 days a week with more than 22 televisions and the Sunday Ticket. It is your place to unwind, relax, and watch your favorite team play. Beef O'Brady's in Hoover, Helena, and now in Brook Highlands Plaza on Highway 280. Beef O'Brady's. Good food, good sports.
On the field or in the office, you need a solid team and a strong game plan if you want to beat the competition. Xerox Business Solutions Southeast offers everything from printers to managed IT services, as well as hybrid work hardware solutions through our titanium partnership with Dell. For championship-level office solutions, get Xerox Business Solutions Southeast into your starting lineup. Visit xbssoutheast.com/win. Touchdown!
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about my friends at Michelson Laser Vision, located conveniently UAB Highlands. Almost 20 years ago, I went in for the procedure. Only took 12 minutes for both eyes. When I went in, I had 20/200 vision. I was legally blind. Now I have 20/15 vision, still 19 years later. Make the call today. Schedule a hassle-free consultation. 969-8100. Dr. Mark Michelson, Dr. Jen Michelson, Michelson Laser Vision. Make sure you tell them the Next Round sent you. 969-8100 or Michelson. LaserVision.com.
All right, Kirby Smart is at the podium already. It's a Zoom call, so it's going to look a little weird on your screen. This is usually a luncheon we do on Friday when we're over for the SEC Championship. Before we head over there, Hemp Hill brings us our listen in to the SEC Media Day today. Our friends at Hemp Hill Services.
Yes, if something is not running right, flowing right, draining right, or flushing right, disaster can strike at any moment. That's when you need to call our friends at Hemp Hill Services, Adam, Chad, Andrew, the team at Hemp Hill, the ones I trust to fix it right the first time, always at a fair price. For all of your plumbing, cooling, and heating needs, trust the name Birmingham has trusted since 1954. Hemp Hill Services, call now, 205-229-2090.
Blaine Gilmer is asking a question of Kirby Smart right now. Let's listen in.
At this point, are you kind of, the DNA is you are who you are, and you just have to improve at what you do?
It's a combination of both. We self-scout each and every week. We had the great fortune the last 2 weeks of going through our entire season and trying to look at what our strongest tendencies are, what are things we can do, what are other people doing that might give us an edge. We're always looking to tweak things, change things, but at the same time, we want to be able to do what our kids know. And sometimes that's making a different call. Sometimes that's changing something, maybe with the front, maybe something with offensive motion or pre-snap. We try to change things up so you don't stay the same, because they've got a video projector too, and they get to watch the same things we get to watch. But we do a combination of both this time of year.
Our next question will come from Allison Mastrangelo. Go ahead, Allison.
Hey, Kirby, overall, just how's the mindset been of your team going into this game, and really what is the biggest game of the season for them? And when are you guys getting to Atlanta, since you don't have that walkthrough day?
We'll come to Atlanta tomorrow, like a traditional road game for us. We'll travel over tomorrow, very similar to how we did last week going over to play Tech. Mindset's been great. The energy's been great. I think our guys have really been focused. I think it's very important as a coach that you, curb the enthusiasm. You have it under control. This is one of those weeks you got to be careful. You don't leave the battle out on the practice field. You want to make sure they're ready to go, because it's going to be a really tough physical game, and you don't want them to use it all in practice where our guys have been pretty spirited and getting after it.
And if you have a question, use the raise the hand function and we'll get to you. We'll next go to Edgar Thompson with the Orlando Sentinel. Go ahead, Edgar.
Hey,
Edgar, I think you're breaking up a little bit. We can come back to you. If you have a question, please raise your hand and we will get it to Coach. We have a follow-up from Blaine Gilmer. Go ahead, Blaine.
Yeah, Coach, on the flip side of that, defensively, I'm sure.
We lost Blaine there. We'll go to Scott Rabelais. Scott, go ahead, please.
Hey, Kirby, kind of a broader question for you. Your school and Alabama are only two of four schools in the SEC that haven't changed coaches or will change coaches in the past 2 years. What concerns does that make you have for your profession, where it's going in terms of the lack of maybe patience people have with the jobs coaches do these days?
You know, Scott, I haven't really thought about it. I've been pretty busy this week. There is a lot of change, and I don't spend a lot of time thinking about things outside my control. Just off the hoof, you know, it makes me worry because, you know, we're trying to change young people's lives, trying to win championships, trying to make sure guys get their education. And we all know that this game, especially in the SEC, the amount of pressure that's put on coaching staffs to win now is immense, and never is that shown more than in the stats you just mentioned. So I think, you know, you have to understand when you get into this business and the nature of this business and the high stakes that are involved in the SEC coaching, that's part of it. And it's not for everybody. And I think people find that out when they get in our league, not only how physically tough it is, but the grind in recruiting and year-round transfers and portal. It's taxing, so you better have a very quality staff, a great administration, and you better be able to manage a lot of situations.
And if you have questions, we raise your hand. We'll next go to Mike Griffith. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Coach, I know this is off your radar again. I appreciate you answering these questions, but the coaching carousel has been big news. In Billy Napier and Brian Kelly, those are two coaches you're familiar with. Just your thoughts on what it says that a Notre Dame coach would leave Notre Dame for the SEC and your past experience with Coach Napier.
Yeah, again, I haven't had much time to think about it. It's been a really busy week here with recruiting starting up and the games. But I think both those guys are tremendous coaches. Got a lot of respect for both of them. Know both of them personally. And I know they're excited for their new starts with their new programs.
All right, next we'll go to Chip Towers. Go ahead, Chip.
Yeah, Coach, obviously talking about coaching movement, Coach Bobo found himself out of a job this past week. I know you guys are tight. You've done it in the past. Have you brought him on in any kind of way to get ready for this game? And will that be something you try to do going forward?
Really haven't had much time. Just pretty big game lined up this week. So my focus has been on our team and preparing our team to the, utmost of our staff's ability. And really I've tried to shut my phone down and focus. There's so much outside things going on that as a coach, you can get distracted pretty easy. With what's going on between people going to see your commits and all the coaching changes where I'm trying to be committed to these kids and the guys on the field and getting them prepared. So I really haven't thought about it much.
All right, that's Kirby Smart, a listen in there. And my takeaway is the last four questions, and really almost the whole news conference part we heard, but the last four were about coaching changes going on. And that's almost insulting to Alabama, I believe, that you're looking here. Kirby keeps saying, hey, I'm focused. I haven't had time to think about Napier at Florida or, Brian Kelly at LSU or Mike Bobo being fired at Auburn. I've got Alabama this week. I got a big game this week. And none of the questions are about Alabama. It's a foregone conclusion. Georgia is going to beat Alabama this weekend in the media's mind that's asking questions of Kirby Smart today on the SEC Championship News Conference.
It blows me away. And I think this the perception of this game would be so different if Alabama would have won by 21-plus last week in Jordan-Hare. And for Alabama to come into that fourth quarter with no points and to have to scratch and claw to win that game in four overtimes, I think that's the difference. And then you start to dig and you look that Alabama has been involved in a one-score game in the fourth quarter in six of eight conference games. And you were so used to Alabama winning every game by 20-plus points last year. But will you guys give me, if Alabama would have dominated last week, I think the perception is different on this game.
I don't even know that they had to dominate, Lance, but if the offense had continued to look elite, because that's what the storyline was for a month or so leading into this game. We're finally going to get to see an elite offense with Alabama against this elite Georgia defense. And I think people were willing to flush the LSU performance and just say, hey, look, bad night for Alabama, whatever the case might be. LSU played an emotional game, whatever. But now that this has happened twice, now that twice this Alabama offense has been effectively shut down by an LSU defense and an Auburn defense on, what did LSU end up, 6-6? Are they 6-6?
Yeah, Auburn's 2-6-6.
2-6-6 teams shut down Alabama's offense by and large. I think a lot of people are like, I don't know. I'm not certain this is even an elite offense anymore.
You and I were walking around outside Jordan-Hare Stadium this past Saturday when people would stop and we'd take pictures, or you know, they'd ask us about the next round or tell us how much they loved the platform or how they jumped in with us from day one or they found us and are enjoying us. We'd always talk about the game that was about to happen. There wasn't an Alabama fan we talked to down there that was as confident as these Georgia fans are this week. Not one. Alabama fans, I don't think they thought it was going to be the game that it turned out being, but they knew they were in for a fight because it being a rivalry and being at Jordan-Hare Stadium. Most people believe Georgia is going to dominate this game on Saturday.
I think it's dangerous to compare scores, but when you start to look at common opponents, Arkansas, one possession game, 37-0 Georgia. Auburn, four overtimes, 34-10 Georgia. Florida, two-point game, 34-7, Georgia. You know, there is something when it's one matchup, you know, you compare that score.
Yeah, that's very dangerous.
But when you start to get three different opponents like that and you see complete annihilation from Georgia and then Alabama is lucky to survive these games, I think that's when people start to come up with the thought process of there's no way Alabama can hang with this team.
Alabama is an underdog. LT will give you his pick Saturday morning. Lance'sLock.com. He gives you a lock right now that's brought to you by our friends at Iron Mountain Construction. They're committed to safely supporting the operations of your facility through their execution of quality-driven maintenance services and on-time, on-budget, small-capital construction work. They can help you with extra plumbers, pipe fitters, millwrights, iron workers, laborers, operators, and more. Call Jeremy Purvis in his office at 205-781-1170, 205-781-1170, or for that or plumbing needs, ironmountainworld.com.
We were a bad inbounds pass away from winning our last seven games. So we were 4-1. What is today? Thursday? Tuesday night. We were 3-0 last night. We've got another winner for you tonight. Cowboys at the Saints. Everybody's talking about it's do or die for the Cowboys. I think the same for the Saints. They've lost four consecutive games. First time since 2015. We saw the huge contract Taysom Hill just got. 3-1 as a starting quarterback last year for the Saints. They're getting Kamara back. The Cowboys are down six coaches. The last time we saw this, week two with the Saints, they lost to Carolina 26-7. I think that's a bigger deal than most expect. This number's gone 4.5 to 6. I'm getting a full touchdown with the Saints at home. They were embarrassed on Thanksgiving. I like the Saints in this spot. Don't be surprised if the Saints went outright.
Ooh. Lock lights are on. Saints outright, possibly. LT with the lock of the day, brought to you by IronMountainWorld.com.
I was at the bus stop this morning. One of my neighbors is a huge Steelers fan, and he said, who's the NFL game tonight? I said, oh, Cowboys Saints. I said, Cowboys are without all their offensive stars and most of their coaches, and the Saints are starting a wide receiver at quarterback. Yeah. I said, eat it up, man.
Yeah, have fun with that.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun one.
That is the NFL. Boy, you know, I hate Mechie missed it today. We had Casey Klein, one of our great listeners, his twins, Paisley and Grayson, ready to go. They yelling Roll Tide and Go Mechie, Go Mechie, Go Mechie. Two little kids, I mean, they barely are 2 years old, can barely talk. But, of course, in our state, they're in tune enough with Alabama football that I'm sure Mechie wasn't their first word, but after what happened Saturday night, being able to get Go Mechie while you're sitting there eating your pudding cup is a pretty big thing in our state. We had that. We were going to play it for Mechie, maybe tomorrow.
If he hadn't scored, they may have learned a new first word.
When we come back, our final thoughts today right here on the next round.
Follow Brownie on Twitter and Instagram at Ryan Brown Live.
At ERA King Real Estate, they're empowered by technology and driven by community. I'm Jim Dunaway, and my friends at ERA King have the most extensive training and the most innovative tools in the business. And they're opening their 10th office location in Central Alabama this month. To find your agent, text the word MOVE, M-O-V-E, to 35260. That's MOVE to 35260. ERA King Real Estate, growing to serve you.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round. I'm absolutely loving my Alfa Romeo Stelvio that I've been in for months now. And right now, you can get up to $3,500 bonus cash plus 1.9% financing for 72 months on the all-new 2021 Alfa Romeo Giulias and the Stelvios in Alfa Romeo of Birmingham. Come experience the passion and performance of Alfa Romeo. Alfa Romeo USA of Birmingham.com, 1837 Grants Mill Road, exit 27, right off of I-459. Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at Farmfolio. If you're concerned about market volatility or inflation, Farmfolio can help you diversify your portfolio into cash-flowing farmland property. We all know about rental real estate. Cash flow and appreciation are the name of the game. With Farmfolio's productive farmland lots, your trees act as the tenants, and they pay you in fruit, which is sold by Farmfolio's international sales team to the likes of Walmart and Costco, ultimately generating cash flow for you. As your cash flow increases, your property value also increases. Just like tenant-occupied real estate, the best part is you don't have to be a farmer. You own, they farm, and you earn. This is the way it works at Farmfolio. For more information, you can go online, check everything out today. Go to farmfolio.net. That's farmfolio.net. Check it out today. If you're concerned about that market volatility or inflation, Farmfolio is your best friend. Go online today, farmfolio.net.
It's that time of year again. Don't miss Bromberg's store-wide pre-Christmas sale. Get 20% off throughout the store on diamonds and gemstones, designer jewelry, fine timepieces, fabulous giftware, and more. Find gifts from Bromberg's increased inventory of beautiful, timeless jewelry she will adore for a lifetime. And get 20% off during Bromberg's pre-Christmas sale Wednesday, December 1st, and Thursday, December 2nd at Mountain Brook and the Summit. Make Christmas wishes come true with a silver Bromberg's box under the tree. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hello, Vulcan here. Can we talk? Sure, I'm the biggest thing in Birmingham, being 56 feet tall, but big isn't always better. It's what you're big on. Like the great community banking at First Bank's new financial center in Homewood. Their reputation for customer service towers. Bank where you stand tall, without birds perching on your head. No, no, they're building a nest.
First Bank, now open at 404 Hollywood Boulevard. Member FDIC.
We've told you about the excellent service you get from Excalibur Services for residential heating, cooling, and electrical problems. Now, you can also depend on Excalibur for all your plumbing needs. Excalibur will perform plumbing services in the same excellent manner as our heating, cooling, and electrical services. Highly trained plumbers now teaming up with highly trained HVAC and electrical service experts. At Excalibur, we have you covered. 205-718-8688. Excalibur Services. Alabama license number 15214.
Iron Mountain Construction is an industrial services company with over 500 people available for your situation and needs. They are committed to safely supporting the operations of your facility through their execution of quality-driven maintenance services and on-time, on-budget small capital construction work. And they offer support with plumbers, pipe fitters, millwrights, iron workers, laborers, operators, and more. Call the office of Iron Mountain Construction, 205-781-1170 for Jeremy Purvis and Iron Mountain Construction.
Anytime you use the phrase world famous, it means something. Gus's Fried Chicken is, in fact, world famous. It's been featured in GQ, Forbes, the Washington Post, on the Food Network, and the Travel Channel. And Gus's recipe has been around since 1953. It's routinely ranked the top spot for the best fried chicken in multiple U.S. publications. Visit 2201 2nd Avenue South or online GusFriedChicken.com. Gus's is a great catering option for office and holiday parties, and they even cook on site. Get the family meal on the drive home at 2201 2nd Avenue South or visit online GusFriedChicken.com.
Final thoughts here. One big quarterback staying at his school and the leading candidate to be the Auburn offensive coordinator after LT tells you about the great folks at Mortgage Right who present
the next round today.
Hey, it's the holiday season. We want you to do gift giving right. Buying that perfect gift for your loved one can be expensive, and you don't want to be driving the sleigh with a couple of reindeer down. So get a cash out refinance with Mortgage Right to crank up the Christmas spirit. Mortgage Right can help you turn your home equity into cash in your pocket. Their team of experts eager to offer tips, tools, and guidance you need to get your finances back on track. Kick Christmas into gear. Get started at MortgageRight.com/TNR, NMLS 2239.
We talked about him yesterday, Jaden Daniels, a disappointment at Arizona State. He is coming back next year to Arizona State. This team was supposed to contend for the Pac-12 this year. They had a disappointing year. If you get Jaden back and he has the year like he had in 2020, they could be a contender.
Man, I saw flashes as a true freshman, and I would have thought with the weak quarterback class coming out, he really could have taken this opportunity and maybe been the top quarterback if things would have gone the direction a lot of people believed they would go for Arizona State in the South. But it was a disappointing year. I don't blame him at all.
Love to hear what Auburn fans think about this, but several people who are covering the search for the offensive coordinator job at Auburn believe Brian Harsin likes familiarity at this point. He wants people he knows. And speaking of Jaden Daniels in Arizona State, they believe that he will go back to Zach Hill, who was his OC with him when he was at Boise State, produced either number two or number one offense in the Mountain West every year. He was at Arizona State this year, was third in the Pac-12 in yards per play this season at 6.4, but it was a disappointing year. But signs are starting to point that Harsin may go quickly to Zach Hill and sort of reunite the team he had in Boise to get some people that he's comfortable and familiar with around him down at Auburn.
Well, it's a name nobody knows. So this is not, I mean, but people knew Mike Bobo's name, right? So it's not necessarily one of those where you've quote unquote got to win the press conference, but this is a super important hire for him. You can't get offensive coordinator wrong back to back. You do that two straight years and Harsin's going to be in a deep hole. At Auburn.
I think the only the guy who they promoted from an analyst to wide receiver is the only Boise coach who made the move with him, I believe.
Yeah, there's some staff guys, but yeah. No on-the-field coaching.
So getting some people back that he's comfortable with can help you as a coach. But also, I mean, they owe Mike Bobo $2.6 million. So it becomes a cost thing, too.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, the most important thing for Harsin right now is recruiting.
Yeah. It's not going well.
You obviously got to get that staff intact, but you start bringing guys from the West Coast that really don't know this region, that becomes a little tricky.
Friend of mine was down at the Auburn basketball game last night, and their big concern is you know, keeping some of the stars on the team. And I can't think if Bo is leaving or if Bo is staying. What he said on our air, he was going to explore his options. To me, the guy you want to keep, that you got to keep to build around next year, is Tank Bigsby, right?
You have to keep Tank.
Right.
I mean, that is the focal point of that offense. I will say Kobe Hudson's going to be really good.
Yes.
I think he's got superstar potential. And, I mean, look, the offensive line's got to get better. If Bo's not the guy, if Bo would...
Let's just say Bo transfers.
Okay. Well, got to get quarterback right. I don't know who the guy is.
I mean, I think
it's... Is he on the roster right now? It's not T.J. Finley.
It's good. I think at some point you just got to see what D. Davis has, right? I've seen what T.J. Finley has.
But the problem with there, Dunaway, is you're not seeing what D. Davis has really until he plays in a game.
That is right.
You know, this Bo transfer talk in our final minute here, I wonder what level of football he ends up. Is there another SEC school that wants Bo? Is there an ACC school? Does he end up in the Sun Belt?
I'll just tell you how the rumor mill works. You know, there are rumors. Troy still has a head coach opening. It looked like they were close to a guy. They have not pulled the trigger. There are big rumors out there that Pat Nix is going to get the Troy job and Bo's going to transfer with him. I mean, I think those are just rumors. I had people texting me from the Thompson game last night saying Rich Rodriguez is on the Central Phoenix City sidelines, and you know, he's trying to get Pat Nix trying to get Bo Nix to transfer. Maybe Pat Nix is his offensive coordinator. So,
okay, well, here's what
that's the rumor mill.
The two things that jumped out with the Bo Nix interview, I'm graduating from Auburn.
That's
so
right.
Basically, I've fulfilled my obligations at least as an undergrad. The other thing, I've got to do what it takes to get to the NFL. Going to Jack State again, no disrespect. Yeah,
no, you're right.
Troy,
yeah, that or Troy. That's not getting to the NFL.
There are 40 or 50 really good programs he probably could play for next year.
That's right. Something to keep an eye on the next few days. That's our time today. In Atlanta tomorrow, don't forget the replay starts right back on the app. You can always get us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and on Twitter, where you always watch us live every day. We're back tomorrow from Atlanta at 9 a.m. Central, and then specialty shows Friday night at 4 Central. Central and Saturday morning at 10 a.m., all from Atlanta on the road to the SEC. Until next time, God bless you and God bless America.